We're at the very end of Simin Dalet. We'll be doing the last two Si'ifim, Sif Chav Beis and Sif Chav Gimel, as well as all of Simin Hei, which is just one Sif. Sif Chav Beis, we're in the middle of Netilas Yadayim, and we saw that there was a difference between Netilas Yadayim that is necessary to remove Ruach Ra, as opposed to the Netilas Yadayim that is necessary simply to cleanse one's hands. So the halachi is, Ein Lo Mayim. What happens? This is going back to someone getting up in the morning and he just doesn't have water. He has no ability to get rid of the Ruach Ra. He cannot wash Negavas. There is nothing that can take the place of water to get rid of the Ruach Ra when you wake up in the morning. Nevertheless, that does not prevent him from davening. Getting rid of Ruach Ra has nothing to do with preventing one from davening, with allowing one to daven. So the halachi is, what do you need for davening? You need for your hands to be clean. The halacha, therefore, is you should go and cleanse your hands with anything that will cleanse them. Say a cloth, that'll do it. Or some dirt. Offer, it says. Just ground. Dirt not as in filth, but dirt as in earth. That will cleanse, or anything else that will cleanse your hands. And you make the bracha of al nekiyus yadayim, the Shulchan Aruch says. And the Shabur brings those who argue, but the halacha is al nekiyus yadayim. And that is good for Shemoneh Esrei. That is good for tefillah. So for shachris, if one has no water, say for some reason they've shut the water, you're camping somewhere, and you're just out of water. When you get up in the morning, if you did not have water for negelvasser, you can nevertheless daven. Just make sure to cleanse your hands. And you can make a bracha. Now, the halachi is that tefillah, we said, was different than everything else in that. Say one is in the process of learning, and then realize that his hands are filthy. So what he's got to do is get rid of the filth. He would have to take something, say a cloth, and make sure to wipe that part of his hand that is not clean. Not so when he's about to daven. There one has to go and cleanse the entire hand. The reason, this is a mitzvah of Hikon Lekras Elokech Yisrael, in honor of davening, Chazal were metaken a mitzvah of cleansing one's hands entirely. If you've got water, you're supposed to use water. If you don't have water, then you still have to cleanse the entire hand. This would apply whether you know that you actually have dirt on your hands or you're unsure if you have dirt on your hands. In either one of those cases, in order to daven, one would have to go and wipe their entire hand. So when he gets up in the morning, where we assume that you don't know what you scratched during the night, the halacha will be that if you don't have water, you're going to have to cleanse the entire hand in order to daven, and you can say the bracha of al nekiyus yadayim. Sif Chav Gimel, the Shulchan Aruch says, Lo tiknu netilas yadayim el lekrishma lutfilah. Where did they say that you have to have this netilas yadayim of using water as opposed to something else that cleanses? And saying a bracha, that's only for krishma and shmoneh esrei. Avol brachas de shachris yuchal avarach kodem netila. The halach is to say the brachas, they are not krishma and they are not shmoneh esrei. So to say the birkos ha-shachar, you do not have to go and cleanse your hands in this way. What can you elim kein yashin al mitoso orum? If one slept without clothes, sha'az also laskeres hashem achinakos. And the assumption is, you touched something that was uncovered, and you therefore could not go and say a bracha without cleansing your hands. So what does this mean? For davening, there's a mitzvah of cleansing your hands unless you are sure that they are absolutely clean. If you think that they may be filthy, then you have to go and cleanse them, once again with a cloth, and the entire hand. Not so when it comes to making a bracha, where unless you know for a fact that your hands are unclean, you would not have to cleanse them. Furthermore, even if you knew they were unclean, all you would have to do is cleanse the area that got filthy. You wouldn't have to cleanse the rest of it. And there is no bracha of al nekiyus yadayim said. So for tefillah, lechatchila you need water. If not water, then you must at least cleanse the entire hand. If it is shachris, you say the bracha of al nekiyus yadayim. For saying brachas, all you've got to do is make sure that no part of your hand is filthy, and if any part of your hand is, then make sure to cleanse that, and that gets no bracha. You don't have to cleanse the rest of the hand. With regard to all other tefillahs, it comes to all other davening, so there too there's a mitzvah of washing your hands with water. You're supposed to wash with water before tefillah. The details of this we're going to see in the halachas of tefillah. As far as saying the bracha of al netilas yadayim, we paskin that the takana was only for shachris. There are those who say, the Mishnah Berurah actually brings down, we'll see this later, He brings down a malbim in the Arzus Achayim, that if one used the washroom and is about to daven mincha or ma'ariv, he should say the bracha v'alom tilos yadayim. But the Mishnah himself says not to do that. He then says, look at Maisa Rav. The Gra happened to have held that you do make the bracha v'alom tilos yadayim for other tefillas. However, what seems from the Mishnah Brura is that the halacha is that you do not wash, you do not say a bracha v'alom tilos yadayim for any other tefillas, only for shachris. So once again, Ruach Ra will only be removed with water. Nikius, getting rid of filth, that, if it's for tefillah, you look at chila, need water. If it's not tefillah, any cleanser will do the job. Any form of cleansing will do the job. If it is for tefillah and you do not have water, then you have to cleanse the entire hand. For brachas, unless you know for a fact that they're filthy, you can daven, you can say the brachas, that is, not krishma and tefillah, not krishma and shmona esrei. And you only have to cleanse the part of your hand that you know is filthy. Now we get to Sifhei. Sifhei takes us already past the halachas of Netilas Yudayim. The kavana of brachas. Yechavin bibirkaso pirish hamilas. You should have kavana in the brachas, the meaning of the words. You're supposed to have kavana when you say the words. Kishayaskir Hashem, when you mention the shame Hashem, so what kavana do you have when you say the shame Hashem? So the Machaber says, you should have kavana for the way it is read, the way it is pronounced, as well as the way it is written. So yud kei vav kei, it is the way it is written would mean hoya hove v'yiye, was, is, and will be. Whereas the way we read it, we're referring to adnus, the fact that Hashem is the Adon Hakol. When you say Elokim, the kavan is supposed to be takif, that he's strong, bal hayacholos, bal hakolos kulam, he's got all the strength and power there is. So you're supposed to have the kavana, according to the Mechaber, both for the way the Shem Hashem is written, as well as for the way that it is pronounced. The Mishnah Berurah brings down from the Gra, that really you only have to have kavana for the Shem in the way it is pronounced, and not the way it is written. The only exception being in Shema. Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, the two times we say Hashem, we're supposed to have kavana there not only for the way that it is pronounced, meaning Adnus Adon Hakol, but also we should be having kavana for the Yud Kei Vav Kei that is written, and that is Hoya Hove V'yiye. If someone is about to say something that includes the Shem Hashem, say a pasuk, or he's saying something in a way that he's mentioning Hashem's name, don't stop him in the middle of the sentence, the Mishnah Berurah says. However, if someone uses the Shem Hashem Chas V'Shalom to curse someone, there's a mitzvah to stop him mid-sentence. Even though it'll turn out that he said the Shem Hashem for no reason, it was said in vain, better than concluding in a klala. So, you're supposed to have kavana for the words of every bracha. The Lashon of the Sefer HaChassidim, the Mishnah Berurah brings down, whether it is that you're making a bracha val netilas yadayim or in any mitzvahs, or you're making a bracha on food. Hashkuros b'fi kol adam, yechaven libo l'shem boro. You should have kavana to your Creator, asher hifli chazdo imo, where Hashem did so much chesed for us. V'nosno haperos o alechem lahanos mehem, or b'tzivo ala mitzvahs. A bracha is an expression of the feeling of being fortunate. We feel fortunate in that Hashem created for us, especially for us, the food that gives us sustenance, the food that looks good and smells good and tastes good, that sustains us and gives us nutrients, that is a personal gift from heaven, and we are appreciative of it, and we express that in our brachas. Similarly, when it comes to mitzvahs, Hashem went and informed us of the way that we could fulfill the mitzvahs and come close to Him. We feel fortunate in that. And every time you say a bracha, the bracha should be an expression of just that.